Hey, you guys, welcome back to Both Sides of the Mic, The Real His and Hers Unfiltered, the show where we come to the table with both perspectives, not always the same one. And no victim mentality here, guys, no free passes for either side. And today I was thinking maybe we do something a little different. Not talking about what is broken. I think that, we should bring to the table things that actually work, what makes a relationship go the distance. I obviously we talk about red flags, but I think it was following along that same line of every time I Google relationship issues, it's like the same repeat message. And so maybe the more we talk about things that work in a relationship, I can make the impact I desire with the show, because these are things you guys can look for. Green flags, not red flags today. Maybe we need to stop focusing on everything that's wrong and we really focus on building what is right. So, Brandon Lynette here. I am the podcast host of the Listen Bitch podcast. And with me today for the masculine perspective of the show is Rory Paquette, the Power of Man host. And you guys, I would list all of his shows, but we don't have time on the show to actually list every podcast he has. But that's the big one, Power of Man. So, hello, Rory. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing
Good. It's cold in Michigan. And I wasn't expecting it.
today? It's cold in Indiana. We had to turn the heat on again.
Yeah, that's. I had
Air
the heat on.
yesterday, heat
Yes,
today. It's, getting old.
it's
Yeah,
the
for sure.
season. It is the season.
You got it.
Okay, so I figured, just kind of listing out what I think are some green flags, and then we'll get Roy's perspective on this. But I think one of the big ones for me in the relationship that actually is working is that I can be fully myself without editing. So, in the past, because of circumstances, I was always the person that tried to be who I thought the person wanted me to be, never myself. And this time I flipped that script. But I, the green flag for me is that, my husband didn't need me to be smaller or quieter or less intense to feel comfortable. He lets me be all of me, emotional, loud, driven, and there's never a punishment for it. And I think, a green flag for the men is that, your wife is not shape-shifting to keep the peace, that, you can see her speaking honestly or show real emotions, and she doesn't hide her needs to avoid conflict.
Okay, is that my cue to respond to that?
That's
Do
your
I think that's a
cue.
green flag? Yeah, I think it's important. You should never be asking anybody in their relationship to change for sure. I don't think most guys go into it thinking they're going to change their wives. Most guys actually go into it, I think, if they're going into a relationship, then they're very happy with, who's going to be their wife. So I mean, I think that maybe the issue is, what changes later. That type of thing. But I mean, guys don't get married if they're not happy with, who everybody is at that point.
And do you think that there is a level of discernment? Because, I mean, do I think that in the past someone in a relationship with me thought I wasn't being myself? I don't think I really gave any tells. I just, there were signs, like I knew not to be too much. I knew to be quiet. I knew not to have opinions. I knew not to do a lot of things. So there was no real, I was not myself. And it wasn't like, there was a list of everything I had to change, but I just was not me.
Yeah. I mean, no, I was going to say, I don't think for a minute that any guy wants to go into that way. However, there are men who are going to expect that, and I think it's evident at the onset, though. I think that's probably the biggest issue. When men go into a relationship like that, either if they are thinking, you're going to change and you're going to be the person I need you to be. That isn't a healthy way to go into it. That's not something that you want, if you're a man going in. But I'm not usually dealing with those types of men. I'm usually dealing with the men who are in it. They were very happy when they got in it. Now things have changed, and they're like, "What can I do, to fix it, so to speak?" But yeah, I mean, you can't do anything about the fact that you're going to have the manipulators and the narcissists and the people who go in with an agenda, And when that happens, I think. I'd like to think that becomes the exception rather than the rule. You know, maybe I'm wrong there because I mean, Facebook sure seems to think so.
Well, I mean, I don't think you're wrong. I think everyone has a perspective, for sure. I don't think you're wrong at all. I think, I don't know.
Well, when you got involved with your current husband, I mean, you went into it with a different outlook. You were like, this is who I am.
100%. There was no, I mean, day one, that was
Right.
it. And I don't feel like I, was trying to manipulate in any other situation. I just, my whole life, I did it to everybody. I just wanted to be the person everybody liked. And so I didn't even know who the hell I was, to be honest. So there was no like ill intent. It wasn't malicious, but obviously the more I became who I was and I started to have my voice, obviously the relationship didn't work out, and it was a great lesson and a blessing in that, I have some beautiful kids, and it also set me up to what I don't want in a marriage that's going to work.
Right.
I know that if, there was any sort of hint that Benjamin was going to try to tone me down or to keep me quiet or keep me locked up at home and make sure nobody sees my face, we would have had a pro we would have had a pro it wouldn't have we wouldn't be here,
Yeah.
In fact, there's times that I tried to quiet myself, that I tried to hide, and I was like, yeah, no, this isn't for me. And he's actually the person that was like, no, this is who you are. It's scary. Do it anyway. And so, huge green flag for someone that, kind of pushed me into my potential, right?
Right.
And that's something too that I came into this knowing, like, I don't need to change him. There was no like he has to change, and I am that person. I see people, right? I see their potential. I've always been that person, like the fixer, right? I see their potential. I know they could be better. My whole relationship with him, especially, I don't know if I've said it on the show, his mom told me not to marry him because he didn't believe in God. And she was like, you believe in Jesus, you can't marry him. And I thought that's very odd because I'm just going to show him. I don't have to tell him. Like, I'm just going to show him. And I think every place I've ever wanted him to grow, like where I, could see him expand as a person, which that's our job, you guys. Like, we are called to grow as people. It's not, you don't stay 50 years old acting like an 18-year-old man. Like, there's places to grow. Like, we grow. We get different perspectives. We become parents. We expand. There was never a time where I was like, you have to change this. The only ultimatum was the alcohol. And it wasn't even a, you have to change this. It was like, you just have to choose. If you choose it, I understand, if this is what you want, but if you're going to continue to drink the hard liquor, like I can't stay. I don't get to stay. I don't get to stay. And that was it, but it's never been it was just always like, steward the example. How can I grow as a person? And everywhere I've gone, he's like right there with me, but also I think a green flag too is that conflicts don't feel like we're going to war. In the beginning, I think there was a lot of like he fought himself. He's fighting himself, and I was just kind of like the he's bouncing the attack off of me, but it was really towards him for a second. But it's now, he absolutely, if he knows he hurts me, I see him. I see the immediate, like he shuts down, and I'm like, okay, so I just need to give him space. He doesn't like hurting me. He doesn't like knowing he hurt me. He doesn't like, that uncomfortable feeling, but he sits with it, and however long it takes, which it's never more than a day, then we could come back and I could be like, I just want to explain what hurt me. And then he's like, oh yeah, that's definitely not how I meant it. I'm like, yeah. So conflict just doesn't feel like war. There's, I don't call it shutting down, and I feel like women need to give men that space. He's not shutting down as in we're never going to talk about this. His anger that's explosive in that moment, that's his deal. I don't have to take that on, right? Like where he gets up and I mean, I don't know, a while back he slams his hand on the table and he just stands up, and I'm like, okay, well, that wasn't an attack on me. He's super pissed. How does he get that out? Like, give him the space. I knew he wasn't shutting down because then the very next time I saw him, I think it was like before he left for work or something. Very next time I saw him, that was it. He just listened. We want to resolve it, right? Also, women, like, you can't weaponize the emotion. I can't be like, oh my God, you slammed your hand on the table and it was so scary. Yeah, it's fucking scary. It's not my favorite thing. But like, it's not like, he's not breaking dishes. He's not shattering windows. He did a physical thing. He's a physical guy. I keep saying we need a punching bag, and then I don't get one. So if it really is going to bother me that much, I'll be proactive and be like, well, so he doesn't ever slam his hand on the table. Let me get him a punching bag. Men are physical. Like, I give him the space to understand that. And I don't escalate in that moment to try to control the narrative either. And I think women can't do that. Like, you have to be able to give him that space to just chill out. And then guys give that space for her to be able to express what she was saying without feeling like you're under attack again, And then I think it's our responsibility to address that issue without trying to destroy the person, right? I'm never like, I can't believe you fucking said this. Can't believe you said that. It's not that. It's like, dude, I feel like you totally belittled me and everything I'm trying to do because this phrase just kind of took the wind out of me. Like, if, it was something like I didn't feel like I was doing enough around the house, and I have to defend that, right? I do everything and you go to work, right? That's how I felt in that moment. But instead of like being explosive, it was just as simple of like, this is how I felt. Like I have no value. That was the truth. I felt like I had no value. So how do we, he's like, holy shit, you're everything, right? Like, we fix it, we talk about it. And that's a green flag to me, that I give him his space to be mad. It's not a, we're not going to civil war, It's us versus a problem, not me versus you. So what's your green flag in this area?
Yeah, I think that's huge. The idea that if we disagree, it's a thing that happened, not, a change in, our status. Divorce is not on the table. That's not something we're discussing. It's not if we can't fix this, then maybe this isn't going to work out. It's look, this isn't going to work out. We're talking about this because we're trying to fix it, trying to fix the thing, that caused this thing, not that we don't work. And there's an acceptance there, but I think that also comes before, marriage, especially for guys, because we are paying attention to how conflict gets,
Resolved.
resolved. So, I mean, if we're going into this and we know that conflict is like going to brew and it's going to be our fault and we're going to have to change our behavior because of it and everything else, that's a decision that we have to make, before we actually get into, till death do us part type of stuff. But by and large, when you accept, hey, this is who it is. I do want to be with this person, for better or for worse. Then you're committed, and that's it. So, green light definitely is that that's not on the table. It's not. We may need a divorce, or we may have to separate, or something else. Look, if that's how you are, then you stay boyfriend, girlfriend. You don't move to marriage unless that's gone. Yeah, unless that's gone from the table.
No, I very much agree with that. And we had to vocally, verbally both agree to take that off the table because there would be times where that's where I went to. Because that's what people do. They leave me, right? Like, that's what's always happened my whole life. And so I'm like, okay, I guess we have to get a divorce then, right? Like, okay, it's, does this mean we're getting a divorce? Like, he has a really tough day and he's like, everything's too much. Kids, job, everything. I can't do it. I can't do it today. I'm at my breaking point. And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, do we sign tomorrow? And that had to be taken off completely. Like, I had to teach myself to stop going there because it was, it's a matter of like, we're gonna make this work no matter what. So I would say that does take, if you're someone like me that running away your whole life has been the answer. It's just taking that massive responsibility to say that's my mindset. I need to fix it. So there's a point of, we really both agree on this. And I needed that verbal confirmation from him. Like, we had to have the conversation of like, okay, what's grounds? What is grounds? How safe am I? I needed to feel safe and needed to know. If you guys follow me anywhere on social media, you'll never see my husband's last name on anything because that's how guarded I was. That's how protected I was of like divorce. I've done it twice. Why, what's, he could,
Well, it's one more.
he could pack up and leave anytime. I'm not going to look like a fool. I still have my ex-husband's name on my shit. Like my MacBook is under my ex-husband's name. That just all little things. And I'm like, I can't be haunted by that. If I'm, you know, if he's gonna leave, I don't want his name on my books and all these things. And yeah, sometimes I feel bad about that I was so guarded, you know, that I couldn't even put his name publicly because I thought, I'm not gonna look like an idiot. So just that was a huge growth thing for me. And now, you
Sure.
know, I have that confidence of like everything doesn't end in divorce, you know.
Yeah, that's big. It is. You know, you've talked a couple of times about growth. You know, I think that that's also, you know, from our side of the table, I think it's also a green light to be able to say if this person never changes and they are this person 20 years from now, that's okay with me. You know, because I think too many people, get into it and they go, well, you know, it's not, I'm not going to say that I want them to change, but I'm going to say I want them to grow. You know what I mean? And if you get into it going, well, he needs to grow or we're not going to be together, well, then you're really entering into it with, you know, the idea that divorce is on the table if he doesn't do his part. So I think that, you know, growth may be nice or it might be positive or it might be something that's good down the line, but a green light is being able to say, whether we grow or not, or whether this happens or not, you know, if this is the person that I'm with 20 years from now, then I'm okay with it. Well, then you put a ring on it. Then you're all right. So,
Well,
you know, that's a fine line you walk.
Ben had no idea marrying me would be like 100 people. Like it's a different person every year. Like, what is she doing this year? So that's the excitement of being married to me is I'm not the same person ever. But he's been so fluid in allowing me to decide like who to just get to reinvent myself as many times as I need. And even now, just even getting closer to Christ and seeing that side of me and seeing how my perspective is shifting with people and how I view things. Like, I mean, I think that's amazing, but I, you know, never, I knew this time, like, I can't be the fix it. Like, who he is now is who I am okay with for the rest of my life. And he's one of those, you guys, we are total opposites. Like, I don't ever want anything the same. I don't want to feel like I'm being boxed in. I don't, you know, like schedules are very intimidating for me because I feel too, I like my freedom of just, I love freedom. And so he's the very opposite. He does the exact same thing, same routine, same everything every single day. Like he has a set routine. Now, if that routine's messed up, you know, he has grown into someone who it's not the end of the world. That didn't used to be the case. If his routine was messed up, that was his whole, you know, calibrating system. That was his everything, and it was hard. But like he grew up, and there was never a call to change. It's just like, I know you don't feel good right now. Like you're freaking out when, you know, let's get on the understanding of like shit's gonna happen, and schedules are gonna be a little different. And so now, yeah, he focuses on like, yeah, it doesn't feel too good to freak out, right? Like, what can I do? Life is happening. We have kids. There's surprises all the time. So, like, he's kind of grown into that, but he is definitely set schedule. He doesn't like being away from home. Like he's just very set, and I am all over the place. So, I feel like we, you know, we keep each other pretty balanced in that.
Right. Well, and it's cool that you are that way. It's cool that you're, you know, changing and that you decide you want to reinvent yourself. And a green light is that Ben's totally okay with that. He's like, hey, you know, whoever you need to become to be happy is fine with me. The opposite has to then also be true. You know, you're going to get that from, I mean, most men honestly do not care if you want to reinvent yourself and change and everything else, as long as at the end of the day, they don't have to. You know, you do you, boo. But you know what? Let me have my routine. Let me be the same guy that I was when we got married. So I think very often that's where the green flag kind of gets a little, you know, murky, you know, is if I'm going to change, then I need you to change too. And that's from either side. You know, if either side decides, well, I'm raising my game, you know, well, now I need you to change. You know, that's something that people, a green light is you work on yourself and your spouse is going to support you, but that doesn't mean that they then have to. do that to themselves either.
I
So
agree with
that's
that.
a tough one, in terms of like how that goes, because there's varying degrees of it. If it's you mentioned alcohol consumption and stuff, and if you both recognize that's something that's sort of a detriment to you, that's a little different, as opposed to like, hey, I'm going to get in great shape right now, and if you don't want to, well, then we're done. That pff, what I can't even believe I just said those words. Actually, it's hard for me to not just be laughing, look at myself, going as if I would ever say that to my wife. So, it's a yoga teacher. Yeah, no. Anyway.
No, that's funny, but it brings me back to something you've said in a previous episode or a conversation. We have a lot of conversations, you guys, so I don't know where it's from, but
That's fair.
about women like end up making it and then they leave their husband because now they're finally doing their thing or whatever. Do you think this kind of goes back to that? Because maybe she has that expectation of like if she's growing, that kind of he should be growing too.
100%. I mean, I stand by that statement, of course. I think that's exactly what that is. Nothing wrong with the woman growing. Go get your power, go for it. I mean, if you want to become something new, something bigger, something more powerful, and that's your dream, your goal, then I want that for you. 100%. But when you get there, if all of a sudden it's, well, I'm here, so now you need to come up here too and do this. Wait a minute. Hold on. That wasn't what we agreed to when we were standing there saying the I do's. This is me. Happy for you, but this is me. And I'm not thinking, hey, divorce is an option because you all of a sudden want to be somebody different. I love you just as much. I'm really proud of you for what you did, support you 100%. But now I have to throw away everything that I've been and done and become someone new because you want me to. And that is a big, big, big thing that happens. Yes. I'll stand by that 100%.
No, and I can absolutely see that. And I don't think that's a fair thing for women to do. I think it is. If you expect him to accept you as you are, you have to do the same. And it isn't up, you can't force him to change, or you don't want to be with the person that you married. That's kind of the end of the deal. And so that's a tell. And it does suck that people are wasting years, in that space, and then that's going to be their kind of final decision. And the crazy thing is that I think whether they mean to or not, like it used to be a fear of mine. Like, what if I outgrow my husband? I used to be afraid of that. Like, would I think of him different? Would I look at him different? Would all that change? And I mean, I genuinely talked to a life coach about this. And this is like 10 years ago. It was so silly. It was all so silly because I'm like, first of all, like I choose him exactly how he is. So deciding who he's going to be or who he could be or potentially isn't going to be, no matter who I am, doesn't matter. As long as I feel good, I'm the best version of myself in the space. And the only thing I want my husband to understand, and that he grew into this is that the better he feels about himself, the better he shows up for our family. Okay. And I think that lesson of like, how can he treat himself the best today? Which is kind of how I feel for myself too. Like I'm, wasn't feeling the best about myself. I've taken the changes. I've done the steps to make the changes to how can I be the best version of me? If that's all I want for him is just to feel the best. And it's not about the change. It's just, it's fun because I can share the things that are working. Like, man, this I feel really good about doing this. We're even joking yesterday, my scale. It's one of those body scan scales, right? So it gives you, have you seen those before? You know what I'm talking about? Okay. So it
Yeah,
gives
they
like
give you
your,
like all the different measurements, the BMI and all this other kind of fun stuff. Yeah.
like what your muscle weighs and all that. And so,
Stuff you don't want
we're laughing because like I've always been muscle fat. Okay. That's literally doctors call me muscle fat and I'm overweight on the scale, not on and off. Like I definitely. Girl, I've eaten enough food for like my whole lifetime. Okay, so we know that I'm acknowledging it's a we're working on it. Shit. Okay, but I'm laughing because it's muscle fat, and so I'm working out, and he like every day I'm doing these weights, and he kind of laughs. He's like, "Well, you'd probably get where you're going faster if you did like you lift like the heavier stuff." And I'm like, "Dude, first of all, you're not even going to the gym. Like, I'm pretty sure that my muscle weighs more than your muscle right now. So we did a challenge. And I was very excited. We got on the scale yesterday just to see who has more weight and muscle. And, he's like a foot taller than me because I'm short as hell. So there is that. But yeah, we're only like 10 to 15 pounds off when it comes to muscle. So I feel like he's got a little challenge because my challenge is like, I'm going to have more muscle than you before it's all said and done. And so fun stuff like that, right? I wasn't like, you should start working out because I'm going to be fit as hell because I'm on a mission, right? There was never a like, you should work out, but there's those small little things of like, well, I just might get more muscle. He thinks I can't do it. And he's like, 10 pounds, 15 pounds of muscle is a lot. Watch me. When I don't have so much fat to contend with here, I'm definitely bringing that out. But just little things like that, right? There was no like, you have to work out. Do I think he feels better when he does? Absolutely. But he does have a strenuous job. Like he's on his feet, he's lifting heavy shit all day. I get all that. So I'm not like, my husband's a bum. But I also know what it would do to him outside of that, if he did. But it's not like you have to, you don't have to work out. You don't have to do anything. He could do stick to his schedule. It's the same every single day for the past, how long have I been married to him? Like 50, 11 years. Same guy, same guy. And I'm super happy. And I communicate wherever I'm going, whatever my goal is. It is a conversation. Like, this is where I want to be in a year. This is what I'm going to be doing. This is who I'm going to be working with. Like, he gets it all laid out. So there's no surprises, but there's no like, you have to come
No,
either.
that's a definite green light, though, too, that you're actually having those conversations. So you're
Yeah.
not sandbagging it with anything. And that's one of the biggest issues with men, too, is when we feel like we've been sandbagged. I didn't see it coming. It hits me in the back of the head, that type of thing. That's really hard for us to sort of get around, get behind, deal with. If I know, for instance, right? If Ben knows that you're getting ready to, launch this, makeover or whatever it is you want to do for
Yeah.
yourself and this new journey, and he sees it coming. He supports you in it. I know you'd love it if he jumped in there with you, but by the same token, if doing everything you're doing makes it a lot harder for him in the short term to function and provide and everything else,
Right.
then that's a difficult decision for a lot of men too. We want to support our wives and the changes they're making, but that also means that, it's totally on me to make sure that everything else keeps running. So while you're changing and growing and building, and I support you 100%, I got to make sure that check's coming in. So if that means 5 hour energy and, a couple of Venoms or something, that I got to get through the day, even though that's terrible for me. And if I need to spend 99 cents and eat the burger, made out of whatever, rat meat, over at the gas station,
Exactly.
you know what? That's what I got to do so that, everything keeps running for the kids. You can go do your growth and the whole bit. If I have to start eating like, carrots and cucumbers and, spend a week of not being able to function at my job, right? And all of a sudden I get off caffeine because that's good for me. And wow, now I'm falling asleep at the job, which is dangerous and heavy. And now I could die. These are problems.
No, I
So, and
agree.
it's like, you married me so that I would do what I'm going to do. I'm doing what I got to do. And now you want me to change what I'm doing. Sometimes it just doesn't all kind of work. You know what I mean? So it isn't that the guy doesn't want you to change. It's just, when it turns into now you must change your whole life, most men can't assimilate that. So it's great that you're having a conversation forward. Now I know it's coming. Now I also know that there's going to be some pressure on me to, up my game a little because I see it coming. Right? Even though you don't say I expect you to do it, you'd like it if I did. So if I don't, well, now I'm in a doghouse a little bit and I know it. And you're never going to win that argument. So it's like, well, since I know it's coming, maybe I need to cut back a little bit on, instead of two Venoms, I'll have one. Instead of five, energy drinks, I'll have two or, something. And you can start making adjustments as you go because you're being honest. And that doesn't happen either a lot of the time.
Well, that's why we have the show, so that we can educate people, and that's you women, don't blindside him and have that respect of knowing. Like, I know Benjamin cannot do the workout right now. And it's not because he doesn't have time, right? Like he sat and cuddled the girls for an hour before he went to work today. Could he have done my workout? Sure. But like the mental capacity, is that fair? Like take your cuddle time away from the babies, do this workout, and then go bust your ass and come home, wake up, do it all over again. No, it's that capacity. So while I could, be a dick and monitor his schedule and be like, well, you were scrolling when you were cuddling the girls, you probably could have just done it. I never would, take that
Yeah.
space because I know what that mental capacity is like. And I think, how could I change things? I couldn't do all this and go work a full-time job, y'all. I couldn't do podcasting. I couldn't do coaching. I couldn't be a parent. I'm a sports parent now for the next however long. I'm going to be seeing softballs in my nightmares. Like I couldn't do all that if he wasn't doing the thing he was doing, right? If I had to do his job, my mental capacity would be, that's it. I'm 10 hours at this place today. 5 days a week, 10 hours a day. That's it. That's my mental capacity. So things would be different, like his whole dream, and we talk about it. He hopes someday I retire him. That's the big lottery, right? And if he was the same person, I would feel different. If he didn't do something proactive and active, if he wasn't, taking care of himself, if he wasn't focused on that. But those are things we talk about, right? Like if he retires and he's a bum and he just plays video games all day long, yeah, no. Like, but I would communicate that. Like I no. I wouldn't be cool with that, So there would be an expectation, but it's not a surprise. And he knows that he's the kind of person. And you guys, I'm serious. I'll keep you updated about this 10 to 15 pounds of muscle. It depends on the day for me because I am in a severe calorie deficit, so it depends on my workouts. My muscle weight is kind of fluctuating right now, but I'd say like 10 pounds of muscle on him, and I know that's going to light a little fire under his ass. And when things are on the other side of that, because you guys, he's our protector, right? Like he hurt his back the other day. Like threw it out, and he has this weird ankylosis spondylitis thing. It's like a, I don't know what it is, but anyway,
Ouch.
his back goes out, and so my daughter the other day is saying something, and she's like, "Well, Dad'll protect us. Oh, never mind his back, Mom, you got." And I know he just felt it, and it just not. I know mentally he was like defeated, of just like, man, he's not the kind of person. He's always been bigger. His arms are huge, so you guys will know how much muscle I must be carrying to even be close to him. Because like his arms are huge. He just skipped leg day. That's his problem. But like he cares about having that big presence too. That does something for him as a man. Like, and for his kid to think for a second because his back went out the other day. Like I know, it's not something I even have to say. Like, babe, I know that bothered you. I knew it did. So. Different things kind of give us that lesson in life of like the direction we take. He's never going to be the person that doesn't care about his body. So,
Yeah, you know that cut him to the bone.
oh, yeah.
That's
Yeah.
brutal. That is really brutal.
Yeah.
I feel for him 100%. So,
Kids
but
are
we've all been
honest.
there,
Yeah.
you know. And at some point, every kid realizes that their dad's not bulletproof,
Yeah.
you know. And when that day happens, the dad just wants to mourn at that point because the superhero's gone,
Right.
you know. But we hang on to it as long as we can. We do what we can, and we just try to be the best men that we can be. You
Yeah.
know, and I mean, hopefully that's enough in most
Yeah.
relationships, but I tell you what, you'd never know it looking at Facebook.
Yeah. No.
So, you know, but good advice, you know, so far on that,
Yeah.
especially. And when you look for the green flags, I like your attitude today
Yeah.
and the outlook that you came in with. If you're looking for green flags, you know, everybody's looking for the red flag. It's kind of like, do you remember the show Friends when it was on?
Yeah.
And, you know, Chandler used to like always pick out the one thing that was wrong with the girl he was trying to
Yeah.
date. Because he would just eliminate her. Oh, she's perfect, except her nose is a little bigger. She's
Yeah.
perfect, except her forehead's too large, right? And it's like, well, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You can do that all day
Yep.
with anybody. You want to find red flags, you'll find what you're looking for. But
Always.
if you focus on the green flags, you know, maybe it's easier
Yeah.
to you know, work together, communicate, be open, you know, be a team, you know, instead of adversaries.
Yeah.
That's a good way to.
But I think it's also good too in relationships that, I mean, marriage becomes mundane and it gets to where it's easy that that person starts to annoy you. And this is what I've told people for a long time. There'll be times where I start to get annoyed and then I'm like, nope. God show me every reason why I married him and why I love him and why he's my person. And I pray about that. And the next 3 or 4 days, I just get nothing but answers for that. Now, if I focused on everything he did to annoy me, I would find more things to be annoyed by, right? Which the same thing for him. I do think like I'm a terrible dishwasher, okay? There's nothing. His biggest pet peeve in our life would be in the kitchen. He just wants to wash dishes himself because number one, I don't treat the sponge right, whatever that means, okay? I just violate it. And I'm terrible at washing dishes. So, big pet peeve. Also, I go in the bathroom sink and he's got a massive beard and there's just hair everywhere. And I'm like, what the hell? If I focus on that kind of stuff all my life, I'm going to be an annoyed, cranky, nitpicky, naggy, miserable wife. That's it. Like, we're going to do shit that annoys each other, right? Even the chewing, but everybody's chewing annoys me. So his just takes front stage because I eat with him more than I do anybody else. It's just in those moments, I think I challenge you guys today, wherever you are in your relationship, no matter how long you've been together, to just like think about that today. Train your brain to think about like asking yourself, what do I love about him? Why is he my person? Why did I choose him? Some days it's even like, God, remind me why again today, now, as soon as possible. Like, just tell me. And I get the answer every single time. Every single time. So
Perfect.
anyone struggling in that relationship, there's a green light there, But I don't know, taking responsibility. I just think if more people in the relationship would take massive responsibility and not point fingers, just both sides, both of us, we really have to own our shit without deflecting, without gaslighting, without blaming, without saying you. Because I guarantee, like, if you're a husband or a wife and you're constantly like you probably have a lot of shit that you're not realizing needs to be taken care of inside of you. And that's another conversation that I think is great too, is just saying like, I'm really bothered by this, so what do I need to work on inside myself? That's another prayer that's constant in my marriage. Like, I'm seeing this about him and I am bothered and I'm uncomfortable and I'm triggered. So what the hell is going on inside of me? Because it's not him. I know that. It is me. Like, what do I need to figure out? And then 9 times out of 10, I work it out by myself. Maybe 1% of the time I have to ask just to get details of like, is this what you're meaning by this? Or, whatever. But most of the time it's me. Like, what part of my life am I not showing up for myself? Or that expectation. But emotional safety is real, you guys. That's huge. You guys should be able to hold space for each other without trying to fix everything and not weaponizing everything. I think that's a huge green flag, but also just mutual respect. Life is frustrating, relationships become frustrating. So I think, that respect is a green flag. When you're not being belittled or talked down to, or she's not emasculating you or tearing you down at your worst moment, that's a huge green flag if you guys can just give each other the space. But I mean, genuinely, Rory, right? If you just like your spouse, that's a lot. You actually genuinely like each other. And I know it sounds obvious, but I feel like, God, it's rare for two people to actually like each other. And it's funny. My 7-year-old has been saying this thing lately because we talk in the kitchen before Ben leaves. It's like an hour. And when we talk, he's got the really masculine voice. And I always talk like an octave higher. We are excited about what we talk about. And she's always like, stop squabbling, you guys. Stop squabbling. She thinks every conversation we have is a squabble. And we're actually just like passionately talking to each other about the thing that we are talking about, whatever it is. It's so dumb. She's like, stop squabbling. And I'm like, girl, you missed out the part of mommy and daddy squabbling. That was a long time ago. Your sisters are in therapy for that. So just calm down. It's a passionate conversation, but genuinely, come on, you guys. You like your spouse? If not, I guess I don't understand why you're with them, but genuinely, you guys should like each other.
I think it's awesome that you have a little one who understands what the word squabbling means.
Oh, she's a nut.
I mean, that's kudos to you, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's her favorite word lately. Mom and Dad are squabbling.
That's
And we're
good.
just like, what in the world?
But yeah, liking each other helps.
Yeah.
Helps a lot. So, that's well, I'll save it for, a wrap up if you want to do that. But I think that's a big deal, actually.
Yeah.
We're talking about it flippantly, but I think it's a big deal.
Yeah. Well, wrap us up then, because I feel like I focused on a lot of green flags, and hopefully we guided a listener today to maybe, I don't know,
That'd
hopefully.
be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. All right. No, in terms of the green flags, though, and I grew up in a divorced household, and so whenever I'd be upset about something that happened with my dad, I knew that he was the one who was gone. He was the one who had left, and so on. And even though I had a horrible situation with him and he was a terrible guy, you still want him around because he's your dad.
Yeah.
And so there's all these dynamics. But the bottom line is, whenever anything would happen with my dad, and I'd be really angry with him, I would take it out on my mom. Because my mom was the one who was safe. And you said that earlier about, we all want that safety. I think a lot of times what happens with couples is that we are our own safety nets. We are the ones that we know are not going to just run out the door because divorce is off the table. But then what we let happen is we're upset about our job or, the way we look or our health or our self-image or anything else in our life. And we take it out on the one that we think is safe. And so I think a lot of that starts with what is actually a compliment. It's like, hey, I'm taking this out on you because I know you're not going to leave me.
Yeah.
But then your reward for being such a great, spouse is you're the one getting beat up. And then it goes bad after that. So
Right.
maybe if we can look for our own, green flags and things like that and just say, hey, maybe if it's not our spouse's fault, maybe we don't blame them.
Yeah.
That's a great way to kind of go and to keep that top of mind awareness. That's all I want to throw in there.
Yeah. No, I very much agree with that. You guys, make sure you share the show with someone, like it, leave a review. Gain a little traction here. So if you know someone that's squabbling right now in their marriage, or just needs a refocus, or maybe even you just need to send this to your spouse, we appreciate the share because you know how to access people we otherwise couldn't. So I appreciate you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.